Zak de Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sechtes Ahalas Periktes Mishnah Aleph. Get used to this word. Kaveres. What's kaveres? We had it beforehand. Kaveres is really a basket, a large basket. In this perik, the kaveres is designed to be used as a beehive. People that raise bees for the honey. And we're going to see actually in the next 14 Mishnayos, different variations of how this kaveres is laying, what it's made out of, how it's structured, and it's going to have different halachas in regard to Tumah Tahara. In this Mishnah, the kaveres we're talking about is like a long, round basket. I'm using the word basket because sometimes it's made out of straw, but not necessarily. It can be made out of wood as well. Open on one side, close on the other side. And it's laying on the floor, it's laying on its side, in a doorway. The open side, the mouth of the kaveres, is outside of the house. The other side, the bottom of the kaveres, is inside the house. In addition to the opening all the way in the front, on the inside of the house, there is also another two openings in the kaveres, and that's also by design, so that the bees can come in and come out. Agav, the haflos haboiri of what goes on in a beehive, is mind-boggling. It's amazing. Thousands and thousands and thousands of bees, and each one has a different job in the making of honey. Pile ployim. But some bees are sent out to collect pollen. There are bees that are shoimrim, to make sure no bees that don't belong in the kaveres come in. So when the pollen-collecting bees come back, they say, oh, you could come in, you can't. There's the queen bee, and the queen bee has her misharsim. There are bees in charge of cleaning the compartments in the kaveres. There are bees in charge of making the compartments. There are nurse bees that heal the bees that are sick. Doctors learned a lot about curing people from that, how they do it. There's even a chevra kadisha that carries out the dead bees. But you need these two holes for bees to go out and come in. In this particular case, again, the kaveres is lying on the floor, opening on the outside of the house. The closed part is on the inside of the house, but even the closed part has holes on both sides. In the case of our mission, we're going to see those holes were loosely stuffed to close it up, but that straw doesn't make it al pi halacha completely sealed. Now, let me remind you of a halacha that we learned earlier. A keli, in one way, is an oil, and one way it's not. It is an oil that it can spread the tumah. If there's tumah underneath a keli, that tumah can spread to all areas underneath the keli. It's not an oil when it comes to acting as a chatzitza, to be chaytzeitz b'fnei tumah. It's not an oil when it comes to blocking tumah from rising above it, or if the tumah is on top, from coming below. This kaveres itself, one more thing, is not going to become tummy itself because of its size. It's big enough to take in 40 sa belach, 40 liquid sa, which is too dry core. So we'll understand this a little bit more as the peri goes on. The keli itself is not makabel tummy, but because it's a functioning kaveres, so therefore, it's a keli, not an oil, in as much that it can't block the tumah. So what you have to know for now is this beehive, it itself is takanat makabel tumah, but because it's a functioning beehive, it's a keli, and a keli cannot block tumah from coming through. It can act as an oil to spread tumah, but it cannot block tumah. Again, the kaveres is lying on the ground. It's in the doorway. Part of it is inside, part of it is outside. The mouth of the kaveres is outside. But you have these two holes right now filled with straw on the inside. Let's begin the first of 14 Mishnayos that are going to talk about our beehive. Zak de Heilige Mishnah, Kaveres. This beehive, Shehi Betoich HaPesach, it's in the doorway. And as explained, Upi Alachutz, the mouth is outside. And the bottom part, the floor part, is inside. Kezayis min hameis, nosun tachtel. There's a kezayis of a mace underneath the beehive, on the outside part. In other words, as I'm coming into this house, I see the opening of the beehive and I say, oi, what's underneath? There's a kazayis menanes underneath it. It's outside of the house. Oi al gaba. Or I say, what's on top? What's on top of this kaveris outside of the house, on the part that's outside of the house? Oi, kazayis menanes. And again, it's on the outside, as the Mishnah explains, mebachutz. It's not underneath or on top of the beehive that's inside of the house. It's underneath or on top of the beehive that is protruding outside of the house. Zak de Mishnah. Kol shu keneged hazayis. Anything that's in a straight line with this zayis. Tachteha. Whether it's underneath. The gaba or on top. The din is tamei. V'chol she'ein the keneged hazayis. Anything that's not mamish in a straight line. Opposite the kazayis of the mace. It's a little bit moved over to the side. As well as toicha. Whatever's inside this kaveris, tahar is tahar. Inside the kaveris, the keli will be tahar even if it's in a direct line with the kazayis of the mace is either on top or underneath. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, the next case, babayis. If the kazayis is inside the house, ain't tummy ela habayis, only the bayis is tummy. Vayter, Zok the Mishnah, case number 3. Bisoicha, if the kazayis of the mace is inside the house, then hakol tummy, everything is tummy. Fear not, we will go back to explain Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. So how many cases do we have here in the Mishnah? The situation doesn't change. The kaveris is on the floor in the doorway, opening to the outside, bottom part to the inside. Case number 1. There's a kazayis menemes underneath the kaveris on the outside part. Case number 2, the kazayis menemes is on top of the kaveris, also on the outside part. Here the halacha is, besides for the kelim that are in the kaveris, they are protected. But any other keli, on top or on bottom, that is on a direct line with the tumma, becomes tummy. Take a stick and go straight from the kazayis menemes, whether up or down, anything that's in a straight line is going to become tummy. But what's inside the kaveris itself is going to be tar. Okay, so you're telling me that even though this kaveris saves anything that's inside, it won't save what's on top of it or underneath it. If the tumma is on top, it won't save what's underneath it. And if the tumma is underneath, the keli that's on top is going to become tummy. This is interesting. Any keli inside is protected, yet somehow the tumma goes through the kaveris. If the tumma is underneath, it goes through to the top. And if the tumma is on top, it goes through the kaveris underneath. Why? And the answer is because the din with a keli is, even if it's in the oil as proper, we've learned if you have tzamid, puzzle if it's sealed in a certain way, it's not mekabel tumma. This kaveris saves what's inside, because the kaveris itself is not mekabel tumma. But it cannot block the tumma sinking down from above or rising from below. Being that it's a keli, and we already learned in Perik Shishi Mishnah Aleph, that Adam and Kalim become an oil letame of a loy letayr. They can't act as a chatzitza to block the tumma. So again, case number 1 was the tumma is underneath the outside part of the kaveris. Case number 2 is the tumma is on top. Halacha, anything that's in the direct path of the tumma, that's opposite the tumma, even on the other side of the kaveris, will become tummy, but what's inside the kaveris will stay tar. What about kalim that are inside the house? Tar. What if I come running and I say, oy vey, I had a keli on top of the kaveris and there's tumma underneath? The tumma was outside and my keli was outside. Wasn't it a direct line? Was it moved over to the side? It was moved over to the side. You're okay, you're tar. Shoo. My keli was inside. Inside the kaveris. You're tar. My keli was inside the house. Tar. The only one's going to have a problem is somebody who had a keli directly on top of the tumma or underneath the tumma, even though the kaveris is in the way. Vayter zok the Mishnah. What is the din if babayis, this is case number 3, the tumma is in the house? Zok the Mishnah, ain't tummy ala abayis. The only one that has a problem here is someone who has kalim in the house. If the kazayis mace is in the house, only what's inside the house becomes tummy. But the kalim in the kaveres are tahar. The opening of the kaveres is to the outside, so the kaveres protects it. We said there are holes in the kaveres on the inside. Right now it's closed with straw. That's good enough to protect tumma from coming in. So if there's tumma in the house, only kalim in the house will become tummy. Case number 4. b'soicha. What is the din if the kazayis mess is found in the kaveres? Now is tzuris. Now hakol tami. Everything is tami. If the kazayis is in the kaveres, everything is tami. My kalim are in the house. Is it okay? No, it's tami. Why? The tumah is in the kaveres. Yes, but the kaveres has holes in it. Yeah, but they're closed with straw. That temporary closure with straw is enough to protect tumah from coming in, but not to protect the tumah from coming out of the kaveres into the house. We've seen many times that the nature of tumah is to go out, but not to come in. Somebody's going to come running and say, there's tumah in the kaveres, but my kalim are underneath, they're on top on the outside. Tumah. Why? Because once the kazayis of the mace is inside, I view the entire kaveres as if it's full of tumah. And because it's a keli, not an oil, it cannot act as a block. It cannot act as a chatzitza to prevent the tumah from coming up or coming down. So even if my keli is on top of the kaveres, not directly over the kazayis mace, it's still going to be tumah, right? If the tumah is inside the kaveres, then the entire kaveres is full of tumah, and that tumah goes both up and down. But again, but if the tumah is in the house, we said only the house is tumah. Because the tumah will not come in through those holes that's closed with straw, even though they're open at tefach, and it can't come in through the mouth of the keli because that's outside. Okay, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. I'm just going to chazer over quickly the four halachas, only because it's so nageya. And that's the good thing about the recording. If you feel you need another chazara, you can listen. If not, you can go on weiter. Of course, you can always listen to the Mishnah again and again anyway. We have a kaveres that's inside the doorway. The opening is to the outside. The closed part is on the inside, but even the closed part has two holes in it, which every kaveres needs for the beast to go in and out. The two holes are opposite each other. In this case, it's closed with straw. Case number one or two, there is tumah underneath the kaveres on the outside part or on top. Anything that's in a direct line with the zayis of tumah would become tumah, except for what's in the kaveres. So if the tumah is on top, and you drew a straight line down, you had a laser going, you drew a straight line down, what's underneath the kaveres will become tumah. If the tumah is underneath the kaveres, and you went with your laser gun straight up, and you hit a keli on top, that'll become tummy, but what's inside is protected, and what's in the house is protected. Case number three was the tumah is in the house, and the only thing that'll become tummy is the kalim in the house. The tumah will not enter through the holes that have the straw, which are on the inside of the house, and definitely not going to enter through the outside, because that's on the outside of the house. What does that have to do with the inside of the house? The mouth of the keli is on the outside. If the tumah is inside the kaveres, then everything is tummy. Because we consider the entire kaveres full of tumah, and the mela, let's go to the outside part, any area on the outside is called on top of tumah, any area underneath is called on the bottom of tumah, and because it's a keli, not oil, it can't block the tumah, and the holes that are loosely stuffed with a straw aren't enough to prevent the tumah inside the kaveres from coming into the house. So this is the first of our 14 Mishnayos about the kaveres.